The Cafe's Michaela Majune is here today to talk with Marty McGuire and Emily Robinson, who has released their self-titled debut as Courtyard Hounds, a new band, but certainly not new names as two-thirds of the multi-platinum selling country band, the Dixie Chicks. Natalie Maines, the lead singer, took some time off, and Michaela asked Emily how the two others decided to start this new project.
You know, I think it was mainly out of boredom. Marty and I grew up playing, you know, every day. It was just a process that kept us happy and motivated in our music. And I think taking a four-year hiatus from a band just did not suit us, you know. And I think it took a lot of pressure off of Natalie to know that we had another outlet to do this. And it was very fulfilling to be able to just kind of go in a different direction for once. I mean, we've always been Dixie Chicks, basically. I mean, since I was 16 and she was 19. And so to do something different felt good creatively. I was writing songs that were very personal at the time. Marty was building a studio. Just kind of all these stars aligned and pointed to maybe doing something as a separate project.
How does it feel after all the success you've had with Dixie Chicks to kind of be starting over?
Yeah, there are times when I'm wondering to myself, why am I starting this over at age 40? But that's kind of the excitement of it as well. You know, we're out on Lilith tour right now and just looked out last night and saw maybe two or three people that knew the words to the songs. And it does, it humbles you and it takes you back to a time of a really exciting time when you're trying to garner new fans, you're trying to win people over, and you're so appreciative of every person that is there with a smile on their face and buying the album. So that's great. It keeps it real. It keeps you down to earth.
Wow, it's great that you can feel that way. I mean, because you're such superstars.
And we just want to play, you know, and I think people can see that, you know. I think to make music is what makes us happy, you know, and to, we have no visions of grandeur as far as trying to outdo ourselves, you know. I mean, we've been places we never thought we would be with the Dixie Chicks, and so to do this is just pure fun.
And one of your first shows was at South by Southwest, right, in Austin, where you live. What was that like?
Yes, I live in Austin. This is Marty speaking. Emily's down the road in San Antonio. And it just felt like the right place to kind of launch a new band. We had been to South by Southwest really early on with the Dixie Chicks. We remember driving our pink RV down from Dallas and not really having like a formal place to play, but just kind of getting our cases open on the street corner. And finally, we made it inside. I think we played in a ballroom in one of the hotels. We got lucky enough. And, you know, that was just the perfect place to start again and reform.
It's a little nerve-wracking to be not only in front of an industry crowd, but a hometown crowd for your first time. So we kind of got over that big hurdle first and got it out of the way.
Was Lloyd Maines there?
No, he wasn't. We didn't see him that week. Mm-hmm.
No. The Courtyard Hounds are our guests today on the World Cafe, and we're going to start out with a song that we've been playing quite a bit called The Coast.
You. Yes.
You want to talk a little bit about that before getting into it, Emma?
Sure. This was one of those songs, you know, that was kind of easy to write. Woke up one morning, and there's a kind of a phenomenon in South Texas. People go down to the coast, and a lot of people think this is about the West Coast or the East Coast, but it's about the Gulf Coast. And, you know, kind of timely at this moment.
Kind of clairvoyant.
The tragedy, yeah, maybe actually. So. You know, it's just a picture. It's a painting of a place and a time.
I'm gonna head down to the coast where nothing ever seems to matter. You know I love it there the most. Whenever piece of my world gets scattered, blue skies, green water, white birds in the air, brown skin, blue collar, and the wind blowing in my hair.
That song sounds so warm in this room. It really sounds great. It's The Coast from the new CD, self-titled CD of Courtyard Hounds. Your name sounds very literary, if not Shakespearean.
Well, it actually was drawn from a book. You know, I think naming a band is probably one of the hardest things in the whole world, especially with the Facebook and all the things right now. You don't really have to copyright anything anymore. Everyone can just grab something and it's there. So it was proving a hard task to come up with the band name, and there was a book called City of Thieves that I was reading at the time that was really inspiring me, and in that book is a fictional book called The Courtyard Hound, and an excerpt from that talking about talent and how fleeting it can be and how you have to kind of seize the day, I guess, is for lack of better words. And Marty and I kind of felt like it was time to kind of seize the day and do something on our own. And we had never done anything before together. And so that was kind of strange to have been in bands our whole lives. Even before Dixie Chicks, we were in this bluegrass band called the Blue Night Express as kids. And so now to just kind of finally not have anybody in between us and doing this project was just kind of fun and a new territory.
Terrific. And you did put that quote in the booklet for the album. You're pretty far from bluegrass at this point. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? I mean, you've gradually incorporated all different styles in what you do.
Well, when Emily started sending me songs, I think I thought they were going to be more bluegrass, because she called me up one day and said, I have some songs to send you. And she said, you know, do you think maybe we could start a band? And I said, a bluegrass band? Because I was at home recording traditional fiddle tunes from my past and wanting to put out a record. And so when she started sending me songs, I was actually surprised at the direction she was taking.
I think the sound kind of came from a lot of things. You know, it came from the songwriting that I was doing. I don't particularly have a very bluegrass voice, you know, so I kind of had to write around my own voice. But also, just we have a lot of different influences. Even though our instrumentation, we grew up going to bluegrass festivals. I mean, we listen to pop and rock and, I mean, tons of different stuff. Country, obviously there's country influences in there too. So it's just kind of a big hodgepodge, I guess.
Well, let's put everyone to work again and hear another song.
Okay.
I don't know which one you're going to do. Well,
we don't either.
Oh,
we'll figure it out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Didn't Make a Sound, another great song from Courtyard Hounds here on the World Cafe. We are with Marty McGuire and Emily Robeson and their great band. They're on tour with the Lilith Fair, and their other band, Dixie Chicks, also on tour this summer. It's so great to be able to finally ask you this in person. That night at that concert in London when Natalie made her now famous, infamous statement about George W. Bush and that whole Dixie Chicks backlash got ignited, did you know she was going to say that?
No, I don't think there's never anything scripted with Natalie.
So did you think, oh, there she goes again? Or
no.
Were you very much, yeah, you tell him?
You know, I don't think she would have said it if she felt like we were opposed to, on opposite sides politically. I think we were all kind of, everyone was worked up at that point because the war was about to start. I mean, everyone was voicing their opinions and it was just one of those things. It's in her nature, it's in her personality, and why not, at the time I think it was just something offhand and I dare say not lighthearted, but it was a way of engaging the crowd and saying, we realize this is the eve of war. And we're not going to play a show and pretend like this isn't happening.
Were you amazed by the response in this country?
Oh, absolutely. We were actually out of the country for quite a while, and we were hearing stories, and we thought, oh, it can't be that bad. We got home, and it was that bad.
Wow. And it was scary, too.
It got scary. There's always somebody goes just a little bit too far, but I think in general, it started a dialogue. There were a lot of good things that came out of being kind of targeted as the I don't know, what were we, the
poster children for not speaking
for
out.
Dissent. Yeah. Yes. You just try to take the good points about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of ugliness, but there were also a lot of people who came and said wonderful things to us. And I think it put us in an arena we had never been in before, so it was just new territory. But at the same time, I think when something like that happens, you just kind of hunker down and you spend time with people are there to support you. And, we circled the wagons and just, stood by each other, basically.
And you got a great song out of it.
That's
Not
right.
Ready to Make Nice on the next record, so... That was good. But it's pretty much over now, right? Or is there still some lingering?
I think the lingering effects of that are few and far between. I was on the board of an autism charity, and the president of the charity got a nasty letter when he realized I was on the board and decided not to support the charity anymore because of what Natalie had said. So, silly, silly things like that still happen, but... I don't feel like it really affects us anymore.
And you haven't noticed any effect with your new project. I mean, this is like a whole new page.
Well, it's funny how, people, they want some sort of scandal. Oh, you must have kicked Natalie out of the band. And, it's all these things. It's like, no, this is just for fun. It's to play music. And people want to make something out of, oh, well, you must be doing this because you didn't agree with what she said. And it's like, no, that's not the case either. So it's, they try and... kind of pit you against each other, and you spend a lot of energy just shaking your head.
And at this point, I'm sure you know how to let things kind of roll off without...
We have very thick skin, yes.
Being too involved in everything that people say.
Yeah.
There are a lot of songs on the record about leaving, moving on, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I think, I was going through a divorce a couple years ago, and it was more out of just finding myself with a lot of time after the 8 o'clock hour, after the kids go to bed, and, spending time by yourself, I think just kind of leads to figuring out, okay, what's next? What am I going to do? And I kind of channeled that into songwriting, and it's not so much I wrote it to write a divorce album, because it's just as much about falling in love and other subjects as it is that, but it was just the time that I felt this kind of contemplative time and the time to do that.
Speaking of kids, you both have kids. How do you manage this career and your children?
It's a juggling act for sure. And now that we've kind of step down to a different on the road situation, Emily and I have to trade off bringing our kids because we have six children between us, two sets of twins and two other children. So last week was my turn. I had my kids out, and this week is Emily's turn, her turn. Her kids are coming in tonight. So you just make it work like any modern family. And we're lucky enough to get to bring our kids to work. You know, a lot of the guys in the band have kids, and they don't get to bring them out living on the bus. So we feel very fortunate.
Courtyard Hounds are with us today. Please do another song.
Oh, sure.
Could I request Fear of Wasted Time?
Of course. Of course.
You know me well. I can't sit still. I was raised in Cain. Now I'm raising babies. Time might pass me by if I close my the fear.
Fear of Wasted Time, a beautiful song from Courtyard Hounds. Emily Robeson on the dobro and Marty McGuire on fiddle. That certainly seems to be about you.
You know, this one's kind of, it started out being about our other sister, one of our other sisters, Tara, our stepsister. And I think it more and more became more about me as I wrote it. And at that point, Marty was, we were in the studio writing this one, and I think it became about her too. You know, just that notion that, you know, as you get older, it is about you making use of your time. And through my life, I've kind of used music as, I don't know, just this kind of like a picture book of where I've been in my life. You know, every stage of every record has kind of been a picture in time of what I've been doing. And so I think for, once again, that hiatus was torture for me because I felt like I wasn't doing something to mark that time creatively.
How is it for the two of you writing and arranging for yourselves and for your voice, Emily, instead of Natalie Maine's voice and her personality?
Well, like Emily said before, she wrote most of the songs on this record, and she would write around her voice and abilities. And it was funny, you know, we talk about being sisters, and we're 3 years apart, yet we feel like we're twins in so many ways. We have this psychic connection, and I don't think when we're writing or recording, we feel like we're Dixie Chicks at all. I feel like we're sisters first. We didn't write a lot together for this record, and I think we're going to do that a lot more. It's very comfortable writing together. We kind of finish each other's sentences for sure.
I know what she's going to have for lunch. We're psychic.
It's so great that you have such a great relationship and you've been able to work together and be together so much in your lives.
We had a fight yesterday.
Oh, we did.
Seems like you made up.
It was not a fight to us. You know, when sisters fight, everybody else in the room thinks, oh my gosh.
But yeah, to us it was just like,
oh, that was nothing.
And you know what we were fighting over? Whose drawer was whose in the
wardrobe case. She made me have the top drawer. I can't see anything. She's 2 inches taller. She should have the top drawer.
Come on now, you're setting women back.
I know.
You have to be role models. Your parents were educators, right? How did they feel about you going into music?
You know, I was, we had a family friend out last night, and I was amazed because my parents are educators, and the fact that they let me forego college for 2 years and defer my, you know, my college education, and it ended up, I never went, you know, because this thing just, you know, blew up and I got to make a living at it. And I think they saw some value in what we were doing. The fact that we were making our livelihood being musicians, number one, is hard enough alone, but I think they saw the trajectory that we were on and just knew how much work we had put into it. So, you know, I think it was interesting for them to kind of step back and take their teacher hat off and say, okay, you know, this is why we gave them all these lessons. We can't hold them back now.
So they gave you the music lessons, so
can't. We all started, there are three girls in the family, we all started on piano and violin classical training. That was mandatory.
Wow, you really have been all over the map musically.
Yeah.
Well, before we let you go, please do another song from this beautiful new record.
Oh, thank you. Okay. What are we doing?
Then Again?
Then Again.
Drive a mint green van and watch the Mexicans scatter. Be the first to admit was funny as hell. Now he's taken to flipping off hippies at the river. Yeah, I never really liked him, but I would never tell. Then again, I never did understand me. But then again, I never did understand me. I have bitten my tongue till I can taste the blood, and I scream, Uncle, when you twist my. Bleeding heart, but then again, I never did understand me. But then again, I never did.
Our guest today, Courtyard Hounds, with a song called Then Again from their debut album. Courtyard Hounds are Marty McGuire and Emily Robinson, of course, along with Natalie Maines. They then become the Dixie Chicks. Our thanks to Michaela Majune for that session today.